A community partnership here in Chattanooga is renovating homes as a way to revitalize the Orchard Knob neighborhood. It is called the Orchard Knob Collaborative, and the partners include Habitat for Humanity, Park Ridge Health System, the Orchard Knob Neighborhood Watch Association, and the United Way. Park Ridge and its parent company donated $40,000 to start the project, focusing on 5 homes in the neighborhood with plans to expand. Joining us for a conversation are Tom Osborne, Park Ridge's president and CEO, David Butler, CEO and president of Habitat for Humanity, Marvin Knoll of the Orchard Knob Neighborhood Watch Association, and Dominique Brandt, vice president of community impact for United Way.
Tom, Marvin, Dominique, David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Good afternoon, Ray. We're so happy that you invited us to be part of this.
Tell folks who have heard about the Orchard Knob Collaborative more about its mission.
My name is Tom Osborne. I'm with Park Ridge Health System. And the Orchard Knob Collaborative is a partnership between public and private organizations that have come together to focus their efforts to take resources that were already being, to some extent, focused in the Orchard Knob Collaborative, but we wanted to bring them all together at one point. And if we could take those efforts and focus them, raise money, could we make a sizable difference in the Orchard Knob community from a standpoint of housing? As a healthcare provider, we see patients all the time in acute situations, and one of the most important things once we get them better is to discharge them to a safe and healthy home. And so the reason Park Ridge is getting behind this is that we wanted to, since we are actually located in the Orchard Knob community, we wanted to be an active participant to try to better the homes in that community.
Well, let's hear from some of the other stakeholders here.
Well, from a United Way perspective, we were very excited when Tom expressed this vision for really seeing this Orchard Knob community flourish. The work that United Way does is very data-driven, and we're very blessed to have on staff what we like to call the data guru for Hamilton County, Dr. Eileen Rayberg. And she and Ms. Noel work together to survey the community on the social determinants of health and establish some of the baseline issues that were causing problems that were causing the residents to end up right back in the ER and in the hospital. And this is really an incredible vision because we understand that the work is very large, so it cannot be done by one agency or one individual, but it's too important for us not to all do it together. So the vision of having neighborhood in at the ground floor of this, where the neighborhood's voice is really heard and is what is driving this, and then to have the private and the public partnership, that is really the transformative work.
And Marvin, tell me more about that neighborhood voice.
The neighborhood voice was, I met Mr. Tom Osborne, understood our plight. We sat and we talked, we had conversation, the concerns that we were having in the neighborhood. The people that live there have been there for 30 plus years, the majority of them. So we're grounded in the neighborhood. So everyone wants to have a good quality of life, a decent home, affordable utilities, good food, healthy, be a healthy place to live. We are a neighborhood. We come together, we potluck together, we look out for each other, that type of thing. So the issue is we're an aging neighborhood as well. But the thing of it was we had programs that was there out there for us. But the problem was the income guideline. The income guideline was a stumbling block for us. So when I sat down and talked to Ms. Osborne, he came to the table and he brought it and he removed that. And he has been on board ever since to help us do what need to be done. And we are in the process of doing 5 homes at a time. One has been completed. It's my understanding there's a couple more that's underway right at this point. But I will let Habitat David speak on that.
I'm Dave Butler from Habitat. As Tom mentioned, Habitat has worked in the Orchard Knob area previously. We have been doing repairs of houses for about 5 years. Prior to this area, we worked in Bushtown and East Chattanooga. But One of the criteria that we had is that there's a strong homeowners association, and that gives us some credibility when we go into a new neighborhood. So that's one of the things that really piqued my interest about focusing on Orchard Knob. The other is that over 75% of the homes in Orchard Knob are older than built in 1980. With houses that old come challenges. That combined with what Maureen said about the average age of the population in Orchard Knob, people are on fixed incomes. There's just so much that they can spend on keeping up their house. So our goal with the collaborative is to keep people in homes and to do the most important work that needs to be done on their house. For instance, roofs, HVAC systems, etc.
And checking for those things that we know to look for in homes built before 1980, such as lead paint.
That's right. And we are certified to do lead remediation, but generally speaking, if that is a problem that we get confronted with, we work with the city of Chattanooga and refer people to the city.
Tell us what's next in this ongoing project. We talked about the five homes underway.
There's a process with this, and it starts with Maureen. And Maureen vets the people, and those people, the first five were five that Maureen chose. When they come to us, we do a basic application, and once they get approved, we go and do an assessment. Three people go to the home, and we take a myriad of pictures because we want to have before and after pictures. And those assessments, we've done three full assessments now of the five that are part of this. Our first intention is do the repairs because that's the most critical thing. But we've been building houses for over 30 years. So if there is land or if there's blighted property that really needs to be knocked down, then we're interested in building homes also.
And in the work that you're doing here for the Orchard Knob Collaborative, making those homes livable after you're done with that work. And that's where organizations such as United Way come in.
Yes, this is Dominique with United Way. One of the things that we are working to also engage these residents who are having their homes repaired, we have a Building Stable Lives coach in that community. And what this Stability Life coach basically does is work with the individual or the family on whatever areas, whether it's finances, mental health, whatever it is that is keeping them from moving up and making that progress towards financial and familial stability that we all really seek, to make sure that they are engaged and referred to the right resources and have access to those and can really make some progress. So that's been part of the vision, again, that Tom Osborne has brought to this. And I'm going to let him speak because I know that the vision is even broader and some additional partners are coming on board and going to be part of this as well.
It's been exciting since we've started this journey, which literally started with Maureen and David from Habitat and United Way coming together and raising an initial sum of money to get started. But since the word has gotten out, we've had so many other agencies come forward. And so now we have the YMCA at the table. We have Green Spaces at the table. We've got Signal Centers at the table. We've got physician groups that have stepped forward with financial donations, University Surgical Associates. Galen just gave a $5,000 donation. Macaulay School called us and said, hey, look, this is our neighborhood too. How can we be involved? So now it's really about how do we take this to the next level. Our goal, literally, and you know, I said this, is to touch every single home. And then we take the Orchard Knob Historical District, which is a historic area, and we bring it back to the glory that it once was. And then we hope retailers come in and grocery stores and everything else.
And what should people expect to see as 2020 continues to unfold?
I think they'll see further construction. I think they'll see more stories, individual stories from some of the individuals that we touch. David has a great example that he was just sharing with me. One of our first builds or our first repairs, the homeowner, Miss Sandra, is now donating her time at Habitat. So she's paying it forward. You know, we came and we helped her out and we fixed her house and now she wants to give back and pay it forward. And I think that's what this is all about. So We want to see more people jump on board. We want to see more people get excited about this. If people want to give money, that'd be great too.
The circle comes around.
So back to me. The main thing I think we will see is these very fine, stately homes that needed some tender, loving care that, like Mr. Osborne said, it will come full circle. We're going to expect to see some curb appeal and definitely some much needed, I guess you could say, relief from some of the homeowners that their home will be in a situation that is livable or better a living condition than what it has been, that's safer, that will keep, I guess, the risk fall factor very low, if not at all. So it's going to be a wonderful thing. It has been absolutely wonderful. Everyone is just very, very happy and so thankful and appreciative as to what has come.
And where can people go online for more information?
So you can go directly to Habitat and you can look at their website and see what we're doing. United Way has also placed some information about this, and then we are in the process of developing more material that can be found online to help people. We do want to try to streamline the application process, make it easier. The people that want to reach out, we want to make that easier. And so I think more to come on that.
We also had quite a bit of media a couple weeks ago. A lot of interest, people walking into Habitat, calling, etc. So we've streamlined it a little bit. People will still come to Habitat, but what we're going to do is direct them to Maureen and the Homeowners Association. And she has monthly meetings, and we will attend her meetings so that everybody hears the same thing the same way. What we do in a house, what we don't do in a house, how the process works, how we do assessments, etc. I think we've got that down pretty well.
And we should also talk about something else that Habitat is doing.
Every year we have a women build. Women work on a house, women fund the house. Their houses stand a lot stronger than a lot of the men houses out there. But on March 7th from 9 o'clock to 10:30 at the Chattanooga Hotel, we have our annual Women Build Breakfast. It's going to be a jazz breakfast this year. And we expect to have somewhere around 250 to 300 people at the breakfast. Men are allowed to be there, but this is a women's get-together. And we have a celebrity guest who's going to be at the breakfast and at the build, and that happens to be Tom's wife. So this is a small town, as evidenced once again.
Well, like I said, the circle comes around.
Right.
All right. David, Marvin, Tom, and Dominique, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.